Here we go with another round of pumpkin beers, and it's especially spooky pumpkin beer tasting time.
Lit by candlelight and
a hand-cranked LED emergency hurricane lamp.
Sent by Bob's brother.
Yeah, just in time, too, because the power went out about an hour ago. Thank you, Frankenstorm. Alright, so here's the Smutty Nose pumpkin ale.
This one is brewed with pumpkin in the mash, along with what they call traditional spices. I'm assuming they mean traditional pumpkin pie spices. Cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves.
They use Cascade for bittering and for flavoring hops.
And also Liberty as one of the flavoring hops.
All right, this one clocks in at 5.8%. Let's try it out.
I think Mother Nature is punishing us for drinking all these pumpkin beers.
Alright, can't see too well in the light. It looks kind of pale.
Yeah, it's got a nice solid white head.
Maybe pale golden color by campfire light.
I think it might have some orange highlights, but that could be the candles.
Yeah, it's definitely got that pumpkin pie nose.
But I'm getting the Cascade out of here. This is probably one of the first ones we've had where the hops are very apparent in the aroma.
Yeah, the citrusy hops.
There's some spice, there's some kind of pumpkin-y notes, but there's also a nice hop note out of this.
Yeah, it definitely has pumpkin pie flavors in a big way. This one might be the most pumpkin pie so far.
I don't think so. I think we've had much more pumpkin pies.
Yeah, you really get the nutmeg and you get the bitterness. This one is one of the more bitter that we've had.
This one, I think it's the bitterness is a combination both of the spice and of the hops.
Yeah, it's got 35 IBUs, so that's pretty bitter. I think a lot of the others that we've had were more in the 20 range. This is a little bit less subtle than I think most of the other ones were.
I disagree. I think this one's more subtle.
Well, maybe because the bitterness is really drawing out those flavors for me. So, on the grand pumpkin scale...
On the pumpkin scale... I would give this one 8.5, simply because I find that the citric notes of the hops tend to make it more beery. You don't just have sweetness and malt, you've also got the hops going on. And then there's the spices.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say 8. And then on pumpkin pie scale, I'm saying 8 on pumpkin pie scale. So to me, it's like a pumpkin pie with hops cooked into it.
I would say about a 7. Yeah, it's like a pumpkin pie that maybe someone threw in some orange rind or grapefruit peel or something to it. But about a 7 on the pumpkin pie scale. I would actually like to try this with some pie.
Oh, how about some pumpkin muffins?
Can do that.
The next pumpkin beer in the panel is a 3-way collaboration between the brewery from Placentia, California. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Elysian from Seattle. And Stone from Escondido, California.
And this one is called La Citrouille Céleste de Citra Cado. That means the celestial pumpkin, although citrouille is purposefully misspelled. It omits an O in order to make it more like the name of the brewery, and Patrick Rue, R-U-E, the brewer.
So this one has a pretty unique list of ingredients. In this one description, it's brewed with honey malt, brown malt, rye malt. Another description notes chocolate rye and English brown. I'm not sure which is right. But also, more importantly, yams, pumpkin, toasted fenugreek, lemon verbena, and birch bark. That might be the most exotic malt bill of any of the pumpkin beers we've had so far.
And it's hopped with Warrior and New Zealand Motueka hops.
All right, so it says nothing about the traditional nutmeg, allspice, cinnamon.
And the pumpkins are grown on stone farms.
This is easy to drink, 5% ABV, although 47% IBUs. So I expect this one's going to be a little bitter.
And Mitch Steele of Stone says that this is no pumpkin pie beer. No cloves, no nutmeg, no cinnamon. Well, let's see how this plays out.
All right, here we go. Well, even in the low light, you can see it's dark.
It's a much darker... Looks like it's probably an amber.
Yeah, I can't really tell exactly.
Kind of coppery amber.
It's not opaque, but it's one of the darker ones we've had. Yeah, through the candlelight, it's got a reddish hue. There's a big lemon citrus note. Jumps right out.
A little bit of sweetness as well. Reminds me a little bit of a kind of a caramel creme brulee type dessert in the aroma.
It's got some earthiness to it.
Could be the fenugreek. Also the yams. Oh, this is a very interesting flavor. It's much sweeter than I expected. But not... The spices are very subtle.
Mm. The spices meld pretty nicely, but it's a pretty quiet, well-rounded drink. Has a bit of an English brown ale kind of flavor underneath.
There's some bitterness in the finish, but otherwise the hops are fairly muted. I don't think I would pick out the Motueka if I hadn't known they were in there. You don't get a lot of that big tropical fruit note that you tend to get from the New Zealand hops.
No, it doesn't taste very bitter. There's a lot of sweetness and a little bit of herbiness, kind of a cellar quality to this. Kind of reminds me of a jazzed up English brown ale.
It's very complex. A lot of the spices that were and herbs that were used tend to integrate themselves very well into the flavor, so it's hard to pick out individual characteristics.
Yeah, it's well-rounded. It's all sort of a complete package.
I'll admit, the description kind of scared me, but I'm liking this one.
This is good. So, on the grand pumpkin scale?
I would give this one a 9.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that. It's real tasty, very drinkable. It's a beer that you can imagine having more than one.
It's not something novel. You think, oh, this is tasty, but I don't need another.
And on the pumpkin pie scale?
With no nutmeg, no cinnamon, no cloves, probably give it a 1.
Yeah, they don't want to be on the pumpkin pie scale. So,
in fact, they say, screw you, pumpkin pie scale.
Yeah, that they intentionally are not trying to taste like a pumpkin pie, so I'm going to say 0.5.
But I would like to drink this with pumpkin pie, so that's why I gave it a 1.
All right, well, we'll recede back into darkness now and hope that...
Hope we can upload this soon.
There's no podcast until Con Ed gets that power back on. We hope you fared better during the storm. At least we had pumpkin beer.
Cheers.
Don't worry, BR, we're in the home stretch.
When is this thing going to end?
It ends tonight with 3 pumpkin beers. The first one is from Anchorage, Alaska. It's from Midnight Sun Brewing Company. Apparently, Midnight Sun has 2 pumpkin beers. One is called Treat.
And the other is called Trickster.
But we don't want any tricks tonight. We've had enough tricks last week with the hurricane. So we'll take a treat. This is a 7.8% ale that's brewed with pumpkin, cocoa nibs, cinnamon, cloves, and nutmeg. And is it similar to the Trickster?
Nope, because this one is an Imperial Chocolate Pumpkin Porter, whereas the Trickster is a Belgian-style pumpkin ale, so which has different spices and obviously a different yeast.
All right, well, let's open this guy up. Kind of want to try that Trickster, but they didn't have it. This is the same brewery that makes a favorite beer of mine, the Monk's Mistress. So yeah, this definitely looks like a porter. Cheers.
Very roasty aroma. Not cocoa. Too much on the spice.
Cocoa in the nose, though. Definitely.
Yeah, chocolate. Yeah, definitely cocoa, roasty malts, little coffee note. But not extremely spicy, thankfully.
It's got a really pretty head. Dark tan, foamy head. Oh, this is delicious.
I'm surprised. This is quite nice.
It's got that roast in there to balance off the spices and the pumpkin-y flavors. It's a real heavy, viscous, super solid, heavy body. You can tell it's a little bit of a strong beer, over 7%. But you can also taste the cocoa.
On the pumpkin scale.
As far as overall drinkability, this is a really good drink, but not for somebody who has a light palate. I'd say 9 for me on the pumpkin scale.
Yeah, I'd say 9.5. That is extremely drinkable, very smooth, but with a lot of complexity going on. There's some dark fruit notes to it, and the spices are so downplayed that they're really well integrated.
Yeah, they meld really, really nicely. It's not much of a pumpkin pie beer.
No, I would give this a 0.5 on the pumpkin pie scale.
Wow, it has some of those pumpkin flavors. The cocoa takes it down a different track, though, so yeah, I'm going to say 3 pumpkin pie.
Although, I would like to drink this while eating some pumpkin pie.
We still haven't gotten to Thanksgiving yet, so pumpkin beers are still here.
This next beer is rather polarizing in our household. This is Southern Tier's Imperial Pumpking, King of Pumpkins. And it is an ode to Pooka, a creature of Celtic folklore who is both feared and respected by those who believe in it. Pooka is said to waylay travelers throughout the night by tossing them on its back and providing them the ride of their lives. It is a journey from which everyone returns forever changed. I don't find that in this beer, but...
Every beer has to have a story, I guess. This is an 8.6% ale. It's made with pumpkin. It's made with 2 types of malt.
2-row pale and caramel.
And 2 types of hop.
Magnum for the bittering and Sterling for the aroma.
I'm well familiar with this particular pumpkin beer. We've had it on draft and we've had it in the bottle. So let's crack it open and put it to the test. BR just wants a little bit. Which is fine with me, because that means that the rest is for me. It's pouring out a pretty clear, dark...
pumpkin-y orange.
Yeah, it's orangey, brassy. Yeah, there it is, right in the nose. It's got all that pumpkin pie aroma, like someone has just pulled a pie out of the oven.
I find it surprising that it says nothing about spices in the ingredients on the label.
You know it's got all kinds of pumpkin pie type spices by the aroma, by the flavor. It has an almost creamy nose.
And it really smells like pie. You can smell the baked crust.
Yeah, exactly.
You can smell the pumpkin. You can smell the cinnamon, the nutmeg, the cloves.
Yeah, like a buttery, creamy, rich, warm pumpkin pie out of the oven and into your beer glass. And goes right to the taste. A little sweetness in there. There's some bitterness towards the end, but a lot of pumpkin pie flavor.
Even bordering on gingerbread territory.
That's, excellent observation. Definitely gingerbready flavors.
I would prefer this if it were frozen in the form of ice cream. This is not beer. This is...
it's so funny.
A sugary soft drink.
This is the quintessential pumpkin beer for pumpkin pie. I mean... and what's funny is so many people I know love pumpkin pie, but really detest these kinds of beers. I'll take both. So this is going to be easy for us, since we've had this a number of times. On the drinkability scale, we're going to be off. Where are you with that, BR?
It's about a 1.
Oh!
It's cloyingly sweet.
It's
there's
sweet.
No beer there. It's
there's
sweetness and spiciness and...
everything niceness.
I can't wait for this season to be over. Although now it's snowing, we move into my... second least favorite category after pumpkin beers, which is going to be the spiced holiday ales.
I could drink this all season long. I can't drink this in May or June or July, but if it's October or November, it's an 8 for me. And on pumpkin pie scale, that should be easy for both of us.
Oh, pumpkin pie, it's a 10.
11. Lakewood, New York, Southern Tier, Pumpkin. So far, that's my favorite pumpkin beer for pumpkininess. We have 1 more left, though. All right, we're finally... at an end of our pumpkin journey.
I don't know if I'm even going to be able to eat pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving after all this.
There's a brewery in Dexter, Michigan called Jolly Pumpkin. And they were not a pumpkin beer brewery. In fact, they hadn't had a pumpkin beer for a long, long time. They say the joke was, we were called Jolly Pumpkin, but don't actually brew pumpkin beers, but now they do. And this is the Jolly Pumpkin La Parcella.
It's made with pumpkins, some spice, undefined, and a little bit of cacao.
Cacao! Cacao!
That's your safe word, right? This beer is 5.9% ABV. It's available in 750 milliliter bottles and also keg. We got ours at Good Beer, which is just down the street, on tap.
And like all Jolly Pumpkin beers, this one is open fermented with wild yeast strains, and also conditioned in wooden barrels, and the bottle version is unfiltered and bottle conditioned.
Okay, here we go. All right, Jolly Pumpkin, actual pumpkin beer from them. right? BR, most of the Jolly Pumpkin beers, all of them are sour, right?
Yeah, they all have some degree of sourness to them because of the open fermentation, the wild yeast, the bacteria in the wood. But they're not overly sour. They're moderately sour.
There's a little wildness.
Oh, yeah, you definitely get some tartness going on there. A little acetic vinegary note.
And some peppery kind of note. Yeah, like a faint peppery note.
But some citrus, tiny bit of spice, but I would just assume it came from a yeast character as opposed to an actual spice. It's so subtle.
This is a really unique flavor for a sour beer. You can taste some bitterness in there, maybe some Brett bite.
Yeah, lots of earthiness in this. Still fairly light-bodied.
Yep, it's pretty refreshing. It's not overly sour. There's a bitterness in the finish that really seems to take over the sourness.
And there is a bit of a vegetal note, that gourdy, pumpkin-y vegetalness to it.
Yeah, this one's pretty easy to drink if you like sour beers. It's probably the thinnest body pumpkin beer we've had so far. I would say the most refreshing.
Pumpkin beer, yes.
Drinkability, because I like sour beers so much, I'll go 8 on this.
Yeah, I would give this about an 8.5. I think, again, it loses a little bit of the carbonation coming off the growler pour. It's not quite as effervescent as it can be in the bottle.
And pumpkin pie, there's a little bit of pie-ness to it, but it's not very pie-like. I would say, yeah, maybe 3.
Oh, I'm down to about 0.5 on this. It reminds me of the year that my mom forgot to put sugar in the pumpkin pie.
Oh, no.
Although the pumpkin pie was spicy, just not sweet. This one has very little sweetness in it, just a tiny bit. So pie level, low, but drinkability, high.
So if we blend this with the pumpkin, then we'll get all kinds of...
a monster.
So can you remember, out of all the pumpkin beers that we tried, which was your favorite?
I remember liking the Smutty Nose Pumpkin. I enjoyed the carton...
I thought Smutty Nose, Post Road, Captain Lawrence, mm-hmm. and Wooliver's to a degree were very similar. They're really close in flavor and in body. They seem to typify your standard pumpkin pie, seasonal beer. But I gotta say, my favorite is the Pumpkin when it comes down to pumpkin.
I'm also really enjoying the Midnight Sun and the Jolly Pumpkin.
Midnight Sun was great. That was a really tasty one. Not so scary after all, is it?
I'm gonna have nightmares for weeks.
And now we get to look forward to spice beers.
I'll be absent from that show.
Cheers to you anyway.